Las palabras pertenecen al aire. Y el viento no tiene por qué llevárselas. Con la llegada de los podcasts, la radio vive otra oportunidad. Esto es Segundo Aire. Conversaciones que el aire nos trajo, pero el viento no se pudo llevar. Todos los jueves, encuentra un nuevo episodio con lo mejor de la propuesta cultural y musical de Ibero 90.9.
En este episodio le damos un segundo aire a una conversación entre Patrick McGuire, creador del proyecto Straight White Teeth, con Sara Belén y Carla Chaboya en Suavidad Sonora. México ha sido una gran fuente de inspiración para el músico originario de Denver, Colorado. Natalia Lafourcade y mi banda El Mexicano forman parte de sus estímulos creativos. Si te quedas al final, podrás escuchar a Patrick McGuire cantando en vivo para los micrófonos de Ibero 90.9. Vibras lo-fi y folk en este segundo aire.
Estoy aquí con mi querida amiga Carla y también por acá está Patrick. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
We're pretty excited to have you here.
Oh, I'm very excited to be here. Y primero, mucho gusto. Y quiero hablar en español, pero necesito mucho más practicar. Entonces, muchas gracias por hablando conmigo en inglés.
No, muchas gracias. Ah, thank you so much. Yo ya iba a hablar en español. No, thank you for trying. And yeah, I think it's complicated sometimes to learn a language.
It is. I've had lessons for 2.5 years.
Oh, wow.
But I need more.
Yeah.
Yeah. Puedo hablar en español, pero puedo no puedo escuchar muy bien. Sí.
Oh, what made you decide to learn Spanish?
Well, I met my wife here, and she's from Mexico City.
Okay.
And so I really wanted to talk with her family and talk with other people and have that, like, that context. And just also, like, know her in Spanish.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So little by little, I'm learning, like, to talk with her in Spanish, and I love it.
That's so romantic.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. I try.
Yeah. And also, I saw your picture and in your, like, streaming things, and it's Mexico City.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so. I love it. It's become a second home for me.
Oh, so, that's so nice to hear.
Thank you. Yeah, I love your city. I love your country. And yeah, it's incredible.
Yeah. Well, thank you for saying that.
Yeah, of course. Of course. And thanks for having me on the show.
How much have you been here in Mexico City?
Oh.
Right now, like.
En este viajar?
Yeah.
Por un mes y media.
Okay.
Yeah.
And have you wrote some songs?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, absolutely. I wanted to take this time to come down here and just kind of switch on the music mode and be writing as much as I can. So I'm writing constantly. I have so much. It's funny because, like, this album is coming out, my album Solomon, very soon, probably October. But I'm already, like, you know, I wrote that a year ago, and I have so much more of a backlog for the song. So,
okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I saw on your website that the album was coming out on July.
Yeah.
But I was like, what happened?
Yeah, it's different when you work with a label. So I'm working with a label this time, and it's really cool. There's a lot of benefits to it. But, you know, we wanted to promote it as much as possible. So it was delayed a couple months.
Mm. And how much does your surroundings affect your music? Because I was reading that you're from New Mexico and some songs have that from your hometown. So what would you say, like, your surroundings influence your music?
Yeah, I'm actually from Colorado, but I lived in New Mexico for 3 years. And yeah, I mean, I think I absorb a lot of, like, my surroundings when I write my music. So por ejemplo, my song Gave It All To You, I wrote in Oaxaca.
Oh, La Playa. Cool.
And I just remember the, like, beautiful rocks and the beach and everything. And it's a contrast because that song has some pain in it and definitely some darker elements. So it's this juxtaposition of the two, of the like really beautiful and the really painful, and trying to kind of understand that. So yeah, but the location is very important for me, for sure.
Yeah, you have lived in a lot of places, right? Like Philadelphia,
yeah,
New Mexico.
Yeah, definitely. Yep. And then, I mean, I've been here so much, I feel like I, like, live here off and on. So, like, this is, like, a part of me, too. And Mexico City is special because, you know, my wife's family's from here. So, like, that's definitely impacting things. And I'm definitely picking up on the rhythms from the music here. Like, I think that's so key and so special. So I'm like, I would really love to collaborate with, like, a Mexican group, you know, with, like, doing, like, authentic percussion and and some of the orchestral elements too, like violins and cuernos and yeah, I love that stuff.
That's amazing. So probably in the future some album with,
I would love to. I think so. Porque es difícil por hacer conexiones in another language, but, like, that's kind of why I really wanted to do this and speak with you guys, because I love this city. I want to play in this city and play all over Mexico and collaborate with Mexican musicians. So that would be a dream of mine for sure.
Yeah, and you have heard, like, some bands from here that you love?
Yeah, I love Natalia Lafourcade.
Okay.
She's great.
Oh, yeah. We saw her in concert in La Ciudad de Kansas hace 4 meses, and she was incredible. We also saw her in New York City, and, yeah, beautiful, beautiful music. Juan Gabriel.
An icon.
Yeah. I think my answers are probably a little bit stereotypical for being a gringo, but but the music is phenomenal. Like, his voice and the orchestrations are beautiful. También Banda Mexicana. I don't know, maybe I'm getting the name wrong, but yo escuché en Oaxaca hace 4 años. Mm-hmm. It's like the song, like, da dun da da dun dun no say, dun da da dun dun no say. And it's like, I've never heard anything like that. It's just like the whole vibe of it and how long the song is. It's like, it defies all these norms of songwriting. And I'm like, I want to do something like that. It's beautiful.
That will be an interesting collaboration.
For sure. Yeah, for sure. Porque yo hice, or yo, I make acoustic music, but also electronic music, and I want to make all kinds of music. So I would love to collaborate with somebody from Mexico.
That'll be awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. Amazing. I hope your dream come true very soon.
Thank you. If anybody's very listening, soon. Let's talk.
Let's talk. Let's collaborate.
Yes. Let us just translate real quick
the
whole conversation.
Sí. Okay, gracias.
Estamos por acá con Patrick en cabina y nos sorprendió platicando con su español. Ha estado tomando lecciones desde hace 2 años y le preguntamos qué fue lo que le motivó a aprender este idioma, y nos estaba contando que aquí conoció a su esposa, que de aquí es su familia, entonces que de ahí viene un poco, y pues que precisamente ha estado viviendo en distintos lugares. Recuerdo dijiste Filadelfia, me parece, México, aquí lleva 1 año ya, y pues estuvimos hablando un poco de cómo pues el ambiente impacta su música, y comentó que cuando estuvo en Oaxaca, ahí es donde escribió una canción que le pareció muy curioso esta yuxtaposición entre el ambiente soleado y las olas chocando con las rocas, y que esta canción tiene una parte sombría. No sé si quieras ahondar.
Sí, habla de la canción Gave It All To You.
Sí.
Y como un poco del duelo, y como Oaxaca y las playas y ese paisaje es muy hermoso. Y la canción o la letra es un poco más, más oscura. Entonces, de eso estábamos hablando aquí con Patrick, y que le gustaría colaborar con bandas mexicanas, con muchos arreglos de cuerda. También habla mucho de Natalia Lafourcade, que es algo que ha visto en shows y que le fascina, y estaría muy lindo trabajar con alguien como ella. Entonces, we're back.
Yes.
Sí, sí. Yo entiendo mucho.
Okay, and we say it correctly?
Sí, sí.
Okay.
Sí. Muchas gracias.
So, you bring with you your guitar.
Yes, and I was thinking I would play a couple of songs from my new album.
Yes!
So, should I start?
Yeah.
¿Está bien? Okay. This song is called Compatibility. Tú puedes escuchar en este viernes. Breathing down the neck of God. I'm going to start one more time. Disculpe. Breathing down the neck of God. Tell me. Sorry.
No worries, no worries. You're doing great.
Okay. Gracias. Breathing down the neck of God. Keep him still while I tie the knot. We act like we're getting somewhere. Try to run, but our feet don't care. But if we cover our backs, we'll get better in time. Come and sleep in my bed. We're better dreaming a dream instead. But if you enter my life, just make sure that you don't bring hurt. Let the wrath of God come afterwards and make a promise that you're gonna be good to me. In a deep dark sea, but nothing happens how we plan. Could love you today and never see you again. So say what you mean, or just don't speak. But if we cover our backs, we'll get better in time. Come and sleep in my bed. We're better dreaming a dream instead. But if you enter my life, just make sure that you don't bring hurt. Let the wrath of God come afterwards and make a promise that you're gonna be good to me. Gracias, gracias.
That was really nice.
Oh,
yes,
thank you so much.
That was great.
Thank you.
Tell us a little bit about the song.
So the song is called Compatibility.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess it's kind of the same. It's like it has this kind of like beautiful folky mm-hmm. vibe to it, but it's like pretty dark with the lyrics, mm-hmm. even though it's a love song. So it's kind of about, you know, it's about overcoming challenges to keep your love alive and to be together.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's
that's deep.
That's deep. And it's interesting because you were talking about juxtaposition before, mm-hmm. and now it happened again. Is that something usual, would you say, with the music you make?
Yeah, I would say too, it's funny, I have a, I don't know how to say this in Spanish, hate-love relationship with my yeah. name, Straight White Teeth.
Yeah.
I want to change it sometimes and other times I don't. But at the end of the day, it means, at least it's more common in English, straight white teeth. It's like a marketing thing. Like mm-hmm. you can have straight white teeth for 5 payments of $2,000, yeah. you know? And so it's this idea of things that look pretty on the outside and that mm-hmm. are like complicated and dark and human underneath.
Mm-hmm.
Because straight white teeth aren't really, that's not like a natural human thing,
yeah.
you know? So that's what it looks like. And then beneath there's a whole other complicated world of emotion and of, yeah, so many things. So yeah, I think that's that you'll find that all over my music, even though I do lo-fi music, you know?
Yeah.
I still
yeah.
think it's this kind of like pretty, I don't know how to use, like, now I don't even remember the word in English because I'm like, it's pretty facade. So yeah.
Okay. I also wanted to ask you, because you told about like overcoming the problems with this, well, I don't know, with this person mm-hmm. in the song. So what advice would you give to some people that are in love, but they're like,
wow.
Yeah.
That's a great question. I've never been asked that. Primero, if you're with somebody who doesn't who doesn't work for you, mm-hmm. there's no way to make that work for you. Mm-hmm. Like, you can't fix it. So that's, if you aren't there, it will never work anyway. But if you have somebody and they do love you and you do love them and it is good, I think that's rare and I think it's worth fighting for.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think it's also not just fighting, but it's also worth, you know, people, we sometimes want to be like, I just want to be myself. Mm-hmm. And that's great. But sometimes yourself is bad. Sometimes yourself is bad to the other person. Mm-hmm. And entonces, I think it's about sacrificing and yeah. it's about thinking about the other person and their needs and their perspective and trying to build a common relationship and a goal in that. So, and that's what I have to say after 3 years of marriage to my wife. That's what I've learned.
Yeah. So thank you so much for sharing this.
Por supuesto.
Yes.
Sí.
Please don't charge us for your advice.
Oh, no, I won't.
sorry. My turn. I actually am pretty curious because I read that when you released your album Costilla, mm-hmm. You decided to go for only your acoustic guitar and leave all the other electronic instruments.
Yeah.
But after the other albums have that electronic digital vibe to it. So I was wondering, with this new album, what's going on? What were we expecting?
It's un buen preguntar. I don't like staying with one thing. Mm-hmm. And that's one of the nice things about being not very famous, is that there's no nobody's going to go broke and be poor because I made an album that didn't sell anything or mm-hmm. get popular. So I can do whatever I want, and I want to keep it that way. Mm-hmm. So I think, yeah, Costilla, that was a turning point, porque antes yo hice electronica música mm-hmm. solo. But, you know, it's interesting. I just started picking up my guitar and just felt more and more and more connected with it. And so, but with Solomon, my new album, it's much more experimental. Mm-hmm. So it's not electronic at all. It's folky, it's indie, mm-hmm. pero hay canciones in, you know, different time signatures. Sometimes there's two or three songs in one song.
Okay.
So it's a lot more experimental in parts. Like what I just played was more of a conventional song. Mm-hmm. Probably what I'll play later is going to be another one that's going to be two songs mixed in one. But yeah, I just, with this approach, it was like I was recording as I was writing at the same time. Mm-hmm. And so I was just making music and just literally making it up as I went along for a lot of it. So yeah, this one is a lot more open-minded, I think.
Mm. Interesting.
That's so great to hear. And what would Thanks. You say is the thing that you learned as an artist while exploring this new album with this open-minded approach?
That's such a great question. What did I learn? I learned that I love this and mm-hmm. I just don't want to do anything else. Mm-hmm. And I will do other things in my life, obviously, because I can't just be music. Mm-hmm. But I just, nothing gives me more joy than doing this.
That's beautiful.
That's really yeah. beautiful.
Thank
yeah.
you.
And a really, how you say, I forgot the word. revelación, like a revelation, co-revelation
see.
For you, like that you really want to still play and do yeah. it more and more and more.
I think that's one part of the revelation, and the other is with this album, I'm 40 years old now, tengo 40 años, I have a different perspective than I did when I was younger, because mm-hmm. I've been making music for so long, I have so many songs, I have so much out there, and in this point of my life, I'm ready to accept the things that I need to accept. Mm-hmm. And that sounds like, oh, it's very easy, but that's painful. It's mm-hmm. painful to accept those things, but that's part of being an adult and owning your life. And I think there's more peace in my music now than there was before, even though, I mean, it's Solomon still has a lot of pain and a lot of, a lot of complicated things, but I think I'm aiming toward peace and getting there in my music, whatever that means.
We love to hear that. It's hard, like following your heart and committing to what you feel the most passionate about, more so when it's something artistic, because I don't know if it's everyone's experience like that, but sometimes it's like, oh, I may not achieve something, so why do I do it? I may be bad, so why do I do it?
Exactly.
But it turns out to be so frustrating also. Yeah,
see,
it's hard.
And with that, I'm so glad I have this, because look at it in El Otro Lado.
Mm-hmm.
If you have all these ideas and all this energy and frustration, and all you do is go to work, and all you do is have your family, and you live a very normal life, which is fine, but... I would be much less happy, you know, like I've had real jobs and I'm not happy doing that. I'm not happy going into an office and living a conventional life. I will when I need to, because music, it doesn't pay very much, but that's okay. I kind of do things just so I can make my music, you know, take jobs and things like that. Because that, the where everything starts is with the fulfillment and the curiosity. What if I do this? What if I play this? What if I sing like this? And that gives me so much joy and happiness and life.
Mm-hmm.
That's really...
That's so nice to hear.
Oh, thank you.
Yes.
Thanks a lot.
Yes, the other day I was at the office and I had like a revelation when I was like, oh, do I want to do this all my life? So now I'm at,
yeah.
Nice hearing you.
No, it's it's complicated too. Porque el otro lado, it's so much sacrifice. And it's a lot of sacrifice to not have a stable job and a stable.
Of course.
Life, but also you have to choose what's not going to make you crazy.
Of course.
So.
Agree.
Yeah. Can you play us another song?
Yeah. So this is another new one. And let me get this. Yeah, this is another new one. And actually, this is talking a lot about the acceptance that I was saying earlier, and just being ready to be in the moment in life. So. This one's called Bygone Going By.
There's barely anyone alive who can assemble all the feelings that you need to feel this right. But I think you do, so I'll feel it all with you. Spent half a lifetime so upset over things that never happened or that haven't happened yet. But my arms are tired and it's time to get my rest. Oh my God, we're so naive to think that we could just up and leave by gone.
Thank you. Gracias.
That's really nice.
Muchas gracias.
And I wanted to ask you, because you have already told that there's a lot of, I don't know if it's pain, but also grief in some of your songs.
Yeah, for sure. For sure.
How has it been, this path or process of grief for you?
It's funny, because before... I felt a lot of grief over a loss. I used to think kind of the idea of like a heartbroken songwriter was cliche. And then I went through the grief and was like, oh, I'm dumb. I'm very stupid because it's there. I don't know what's more powerful than grief as an emotion.
Yeah.
It's intense. It is intense. And I'm grateful I've been able to make music from that. Music that's meaningful, music that has honesty in it. And, you know, it's funny because my song Our Love Was Beautiful, that was made from lots of grief, just extreme sudden grief. And now it's becoming popular on social media, on TikTok. And yeah, sometimes it's about breakup songs and, you know, breakup videos and things like that. But it's much more about people using it for hope. And, you know, people getting married, people having kids, people announcing they're getting into college, and these things that are very hopeful and very positive. And for me, that's it's a gift. It's amazing.
Yeah. It sounds pretty cool to that people like give another perspective to.
Yeah.
That's the songs.
Yeah, exactly. Because the lyrics are pretty dark and a little rough. And they can still make something beautiful out of that and find their own meaning. So, yeah, that's amazing.
Totally.
Great. So let us translate real quick.
Okay, está bien, sí.
Everything we talked about until now. Por acá, Patrick, nos tocó en exclusiva el nuevo sencillo que estará sacando este viernes 29 de agosto, llamado Compatibility. Y precisamente nos estaba contando un poco sobre esta canción que tiene esta melodía, pues muy dulce, pero que también tiene esta letra un poco oscura, ¿no? De los sacrificios que, pues, a veces debemos hacer para estar y perdurar y cuidar las relaciones de con quien amamos. Entonces, por acá, Sara le hizo una pregunta muy, muy bonita de un consejo para las personas que están, pues, en una relación. Y él nos compartió sus palabras de sabiduría y nos dijo que pues sí, que creo que cuando conocemos a una persona que nos ama y que amamos, vale la pena esforzarse por ello, ¿no? Y que no va a funcionar si esa otra persona también no trabaja no pone de su parte, ¿no? Y que ahí es donde entra, pues, esa parte del sacrificio, que a veces pensamos que nosotros estamos bien, en lo correcto y, pues, sí, eso, que nosotros estamos como en lo correcto, pero que a veces nosotros podemos no estar bien y que la otra persona, al contrario, ¿no? Sí lo esté y que pues también hay que considerar qué partes de nosotros mismos pueden lastimar a la otra persona, ¿no? Entonces, eso estuvo lindo, se me hizo muy interesante. Y después le preguntamos respecto a la música que tendrá su nuevo disco, Solomon, porque cuando lanzó Costilla había anunciado que quería, bueno, que más que nada había retomado su guitarra acústica y que era enteramente con ese sonido, alejándose un poco de, pues, los sonidos más electrónicos, pero álbumes posteriores retoman un poco esto. Entonces le preguntábamos qué podíamos esperar para este nuevo disco y había comentado que, pues, al no ser un artista como súper famoso, pues realmente nadie tiene que temer por quebrar o algo por el estilo si él decide hacer este cambio o esta experimentación repentina con su música. Entonces, que este álbum precisamente lo retoma así, con una mentalidad muy abierta, experimental, explorativo, y eso nos tiene por acá bastante, bastante emocionadas. Y después le preguntamos qué es lo que había aprendido como artista al hacer este nuevo álbum, y comentó algo muy bello que era sobre cómo, gracias a esto, y descubrió, bueno, o sea, como que reafirmó que esto es lo que quiere hacer, como una parte, pues sí, fundamental de la vida misma, ¿no? Y que, claro, es algo que no se puede sostener por sí solo, pero que definitivamente es un elemento que debe estar ahí, ¿no? Y utilizar estos otros trabajos para, pues, también sostener esto, ¿no? Y se me hizo muy bello porque creo que requiere, pues, mucha sinceridad y mucho valor el, pues abrazar aquello que te apasiona, aunque sabes que en la manera en la que funciona el mundo ahorita pues no es al 100 sostenible. Y entonces hablamos un poquito respecto a eso, ¿no? De cómo ser adulto es aceptar las cosas que no puedes cambiar, pero pues no por eso renunciar a pues las pasiones que pues que te llenan el corazón. Ahí parafraseando un poco, pero sí. Entonces eso, no sé si quieras traducir la parte de...
Y hablamos de del duelo, porque muchas de sus canciones tocan este tema, el duelo, el dolor, también un poco, sí, espiritualidad, yo diría, como spirituality, sí. En las canciones. Pero específicamente a mí me interesaba preguntarle por el duelo, porque sí creo que, como él nos comentó, es uno de los sentimientos más pesados y profundos y que perduran por bastante tiempo. Entonces, sí, nos empezó a contar un poco de cómo ha sido ese proceso para él, como del duelo y escribir canciones. Y en específico, la de Our Love Was Beautiful, que se ha vuelto tendencia en TikTok y que muchas personas la usan como para videos de esperanza. De, ay, se están casando, ay, no sé, nació un bebé. Cosas muy, muy bellas, cuando la letra también tiene cosas oscuras. Y de eso fue lo último que hablamos aquí con Patrick.
Thank you for your patience. I'll be back.
No, gracias por ayudarme.
Oh, great. So, would you like to play another song live, or should we play something from streaming? What would you feel most comfortable?
Let's play "Our Love Was Beautiful" on Spotify.
Okay, great. Would you like to tell us a little bit about this song?
Yeah, so this, I wrote this in 2022. Mm-hmm. Or actually, I wrote this in 2021. It came out in 2022. And, you know, again, I never know what will be popular or what people will listen to. Mm-hmm. And it's funny because nobody listened to it for the first year. And then the second year, it got more and more popular. And this year on TikTok or on Instagram, ¿conoces Questlove?
No.
I don't think
es muy persona muy famosa en Estados Unidos.
Oh.
Tiene 3 millones followers in Instagram. So he shared this, he shared a video with the song in it, and then it kind of took off and got more momentum. But
And you woke up and you were like trending.
Yeah, not trending, but again, I'm not, no soy famoso. pero for me, you know, all those listeners, it's very special for me.
Of course.
So. Yeah, and this one is, yeah, it's the balance of pain and beauty for sure.
Mm-hmm.
That's that theme again. So
yeah, so we'll play it right here.
Okay.
This is Our Love Was Beautiful. Straight White Teeth aquí en cabina en Suavidad Sonora.
Regresamos a Suavidad Sonora por acá en Ibero 90.9. Mi nombre es Carla Ortiz y como siempre me acompaña mi bellísima amiga Sara.
Hola.
Y ahora también la cabina tiene visitas, lo cual nos pone muy feliz porque por acá anda Patrick.
Hola.
Quien viene a tocarnos música con su proyecto Straight White Teeth.
Estamos por despedirnos, sí. De hecho. nos fuimos un poco tarde con el corte, pero sí.
Pero sí, pero cumplimos. Entonces, pues creo que ya solamente queda oportunidad de una canción más. Ahorita acabamos de poner Our Love Was Beautiful, que nos estaba contando Patrick sobre cómo una persona muy famosa en Estados Instagram. Unidos, uh-huh. Cuyo nombre no recuerdo. What was the name of the famous person that
Guest
shared?
Love?
Oh, Questlove.
Questlove.
Sí, he plays on The Late Show. The drums, yeah. Not the drums, I forget exactly. He plays on The Late Show, though.
Okay.
I'll search for that.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you so much.
Yeah,
que Questlove había compartido un video con esta canción de Straight White Teeth y que de repente, pues sí, varias personas le empezaron a poner también en sus videos. Y una canción muy, muy bella.
Muy bella, mm-hmm. Dolorosa también.
Mm-hmm.
See, I wanted to ask you real quick.
Sure.
Because, yeah, we were talking out of this program about you playing this song for, well, another another person. How does it feel like to play those songs right now? Like now with this.
Sure, being married.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How is it?
It's, you know, that's a good question. It's difficult sometimes, but also not. It's kind of just like a moment in my past.
Okay.
But it's living in the present because I'm playing this song and playing this music. And I think I over the past of the time, I feel more and more positive about it. So it's kind of like a painful thing to look at, but also like it's not going anywhere. It's a part of my life. And so I like that I can own it and, you know, just have positivity come from it.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I've never had a song where people just write me from all over the world and they're like, they've somehow heard it and they say, oh, this song means so much to me, or it's getting me through a really hard time. Or it's like, if I can do something positive in that regard, that's, no matter what happens with my music, I think that's amazing and I've done something special.
Totally. Yeah. I just wanted to ask
sure,
you.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, I think where it stays like with us in most of the times.
See, y también with grief, if you don't if you ignore it or push it away, like it's not going to go away.
Yeah.
It's going to be there and it's going to become worse and it's going to become uglier and more difficult. And it's just something, it's kind of like, I don't know, jumping into freezing cold water when you just think, I can't do it. But like, you have to do it. And then once you're in there, it gets easier. Even though it's painful, it's just, it's something that you have to do. And I'm sorry too, for every human being listening to this, but we will all have grief. Everything we know is going to go away. Mm-hmm. All our family, our friends, everything we know. And that's not life being bad. That's life being normal. That's life being life. It's why losing things is how we get things. So I think a lot about grief still. So
yeah, completely. I don't know what to say.
Está bien.
It's been like really complicated times.
Yeah.
Actually. So that's
sure.
why I ask about that.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah. But you wanna say something? I think we have no time right now, but thank you so much for this chat.
Yeah, thank you for having me. It's very special to be here.
No, thank you for talking with us and like, yeah, opening your heart and feelings.
Which is gracias.
In this show, like, this is really important for us.
Of course, yeah.
Yeah.
Where can people find you on social media?
I'm on Instagram. It's at Straight White Teeth Songs con Tres S's. También TikTok at Straight White Teeth Songs, YouTube, and my music's all over Spotify, Apple Music, YouTube. So if you look for me, you will find me.
Perfect. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
So would you like to present this song?
Yeah, this song is called Don't Block My Light, and this is about learning to love and trust somebody again after a big loss and after a lot of pain, and kind of moving into the place of being able to accept love again.
So thank you so much.
Thank you.
And sigan a Straight White Teeth. Muchas gracias por estar por acá. Gracias por escuchar Soledad Sonora. Saludos a todas las personas que nos escribieron acá en WhatsApp. Esto es Don't Block My Light, de Straight White Teeth. Adiós.
Más podcasts, música y radio en vivo en Ibero 99.fm.